to advertise, email podcast@thisismaji.com.
Release yourself from order and logic and enter a new place. It's not work. It's not home. Here, no maps have been drawn. No books have been written. Nothing is certain. Everything is possible. Welcome to podcast and chill with Matt G.
I'm assuming this doesn't end well.
Guys, after waiting for so long, we're finally here together. I don't think this is going to happen, hey?
It's been such a long time. It's been like over 2 months now.
Dude, and every time I see you guys, I didn't think I could be united. I think the last time I saw you guys was when...
We did team building.
Without the bosses.
We did team building. This guy took us to a strip club, guys. You remember?
So you regret it?
No, I didn't say I regret it. I just said...
Would you go back?
I would. But the thing is, not that one. When we went, I didn't like it. Like, it was
What happened to your brew in the strip club?
I didn't make it inside the strip club.
Guys,
I'm too young. My parents really care about me.
Tell the truth.
I wouldn't want them to know that I go to strip club.
Tell the truth.
I did not get in, though.
What happened?
I decided to sleep in the car.
Guys, I think you were finished.
I slept in the car. I didn't get inside the strip club.
But you should have. It was different.
Yeah, I don't know. I feel like he's going to make us do a lot of crazy shit, which I'm not really, ready for. But
so I'm the bad
we'll just
guy,
take it as they come.
Yes, guys, Fiso's a bad influence. Make no mistake. What's Fiso? Yo.
I'm a nice guy.
No, you're a good guy. But you're definitely...
Honestly, I'm really excited to be here. It's been a long time coming. I've been waiting for this. It's given me a lot of anxiety. You know, it's been weeks. It's been group chats after group chats. Cancellations after cancellations. Are we finally going to do this?
No, we're so finally happy. Here, guys.
And definitely is a liar.
We have such a strong team.
We do. But anyways, guys, welcome to the very first episode of Piano Pals. When I tell you we've waited so long to be here. We were fighting with this network. But now we're here. I think they believe in us. And I'm excited for us. Actually, it was Dude, exactly. Yeah. She was too busy for us. She was way too busy.
No,
that's what it was. But anyways... Welcome to the first episode of Piano Pulse, guys. My name is Monaka. I'm your host with the most. I'm a content creator, influencer. I do all of those things. Please, can you guys introduce yourselves?
I'll go with Taki. I'm a qualified journalist and I mostly focus on the entertainment industry. I'm also a culture critic and I really enjoy doing reviews on TikTok. That's all got popular. Fiso?
Hey, I'm Fiso. Founder and owner of a record label, Lea Records. What else?
I don't.
I tell the truth, dog. I tell it like it is, and people don't like it.
Nobody does.
And I enjoy doing strip clubs. It's my favorite thing to do. You know why? Because when I go to gigs, it's like we're in a lot of gigs backstage and whatever. So every time I go to a place where it's an event, it still feels like work. So the strip club, everybody's naked.
Yeah. It's nice.
Apart from me.
But anyways, guys, I want to first say shout out to Red Chair Interactive for letting us use their studios. If you guys want to use their studios, the details are here on the screen. All right. So first things, guys, I'm a piano. This is why we are here. Guys, it's so amazing to see that our genre has really taken over the world. We've taken over Africa. Like, guys, we are doing big things. That's why we have this show, Piano Pals. I'm a piano. It started from like what? Like it was Deep House, Kwaito, like those type of influences. Those things were, you know, influencing the music. And obviously now... We have the genre today. We even have Abo Kabza, Abo Anko Afos, Purisa. Like, they've literally grown from this music and from this genre. Where do you guys think it started from? Do you have, like, any, like, deep details?
I think Suso would know. He's more veteran. I'm very young. Yeah. I just know speak out.
Well, it's unfair to count Mapurisa, Kabza, and then Anko Afos.
Why? Why?
Nah, it's unfair.
Okay, so explain. Why?
No, it's unfair. Kabza, Mapurisa.
Oh, you wanna date it back to the MFR Souls and stuff?
Yeah. So
he's a father.
It's unfair to, like, if we're gonna talk about Amapiano region and we're gonna mention Uncle Waffles. Not that she's not doing well, she's doing very well. She's doing very well. And she's actually playing a huge role in, like, taking the game to the next level, like, internationally most.
But how did it start? So you obviously, you are around longer than we are. So.
Well, there's two Kasis. There's the East Rand and the Soweto. So now between these two places, someone came up with it. And all I know is that MFR Souls were like the first ones to produce like amapiano. And then who's this guy? Do TRP came up with the log drum and everybody else just... Then after that, everybody was just claiming, no, it's from the East Rand, no, it's from Soweto. Because of Abompura from Soweto, and then this side was MFR Souls in the East Rand. So you must just be happy that it comes from South Africa, man.
Yeah, because I always see when people are saying that it's Nigerian. No, the Nigerians always claiming our music.
Oh, no, don't do that. Don't.
Like, this is Piano Pass, and this is going to be a clear representation of what my piano is really about. We're going to break down songs, we're going to break down albums, what artists are up to. As much as we're going to cover my piano, I think we're going to do like 90% of my piano.
It's nice.
And we're also
going
to have to cover, like, obviously hip hop, because I still like hip hop, and other genres. I think it's only fair.
Absolutely.
And I mean, we have really amazing visuals at the back. Big ups to the team for these visuals here. Our show is so different. Welcome to Piano Pass. So we're going to the hot stuff now.
Yeah, let's discuss our current vibes and trends. What's happening right now? What are like the latest songs? Like what's going on? Any artists that are coming up? I know you know these things, so you must tell us.
That's my stuff, man. So recently I saw Foka and Felolly T went to... No, Foka and...
Lima.
Sorry.
Riz.
Focalistic and Riz Madlisa.
Yes.
Which is crazy because I saw Riz Madlisa was tapping more into like Kwaito, Fiso. I saw a lot of that. But now I think he's trying to, you know, hop back into like the proper amapiano scene. So that's something I'm looking forward to, you know. And then also going to talk about like events and stuff like that, which I'm really excited about.
Okay, yeah. Any new songs, anything that's hot? What's popping now? Obviously, we know Yebo, Lapo, it's a good song.
The album that's currently hot right now, Gia Kelvin Momo, which we're obviously going to deep dive into as well.
Mm.
We have Jay-ZQ and Viagra, which released an album called The Grass is Greener. And then X-Darby, Melo and Sleazy. And the other, I forgot that guy also. They just dropped a project as well.
Sinom Solo.
No. Bam. Oh, Scott's Mapum. How can I forget Scott's? Scott's in the project.
Okay. So
it's like a joint project. They dropped that, I think, last week. So those are some of the new releases that we need to look out for.
Okay, cool. Anyway, let's move on to Beat Break. Here we're going to basically discuss how the beats are broken down. Because obviously, amapiano, it's a very different genre. Very different to hip-hop, to all those other things. How is the beat created? Because we don't know that, but I know you know about how those things work.
There's a number of loops, if not 1,000 or more than that, of loops in software that they use. What's it called? The Fruit Loops. Mm. So there's a lot of loops, like that's packs. So most of them, when they start the song, they take those packs, and then after that, most of the things that you add depends. Some of them are drawing. They draw like the sound. Some of them play the sound. It depends on how they work. But most loops are already there. Most sounds are already there. It's just people need to know how to use, like the log drum, it comes with the Fruit Loops, but Do had discovered it and used it, and now everybody's using it. So a song without a log drum it sounds like it's not amapiano, but it could be piano from MFR Souls, but not piano from...
So the log drum is what makes the difference,
log
drum.
Yeah.
But what do they use? Like, what's the machine? I don't know what artists use to create.
There's a software. It's Fruit Loops, it's Cubase. What is it called? There's about 3 or 4 that reason.
Mm.
Yeah, so there's a couple of software they use.
I just want to ask.
No one is doing like live production anymore. Like,
oh, so everything is now.
Everything is computerized now. But there's 2 play chords, they play from the keyboard and stuff like that.
I just want to ask, how easy is it for like a hip hop artist to jump onto a mapiano? How simple is it? Is it easy or is it difficult?
It depends. You need to be.
Well, like a music genius like Kelvin Momo did with Aries.
Nah, that's not genius. That's not a mapiano song.
What did you listen to it?
I did.
What do you think of it?
No, that's not a mapiano. It's an R&B.
It's an R&B song?
No, there's nothing on mapiano there. That's R&B.
But
I don't
mean,
know why you guys go crazy about
no, honestly, as South Africa, everybody's going crazy on Twitter, like myself.
Yeah, because your conception will be. Oh, Kevin Mom Aries, that means Aries jumped on a mapiano beat. No, it's not a mapiano beat. It's got about, Mom has got about 3 or 4 songs that are not amapiano at all.
And that's one of them.
Yeah, that's one.
I would also rate the song. It's not amapiano.
Is it R&B to you?
No, it's giving like R&B, Afrobeats-ish, calm music. Like, I don't know. Like, it's just chilled. Like, but it's not amapiano.
And even from Aries' parts, like writing. Mm-hmm. I didn't write a lot, though. Like, I was disappointed. Repetition. It was just...
No, but honestly, I enjoyed it. I mean, I'm just glad that he can just hop on the other side. I mean, we know him as...
No, he's still like, in his side. No, we were glad that Kevin Momo could jump on...
No, but it was more... Eddie's jumped this side.
It's not on my piano.
Okay, it's cool. They also were teasing. They might be working on something. They just posted something on Twitter, and they were like, maybe they might just release an EP.
It has to be better than that, though.
I also think so.
I think it might be dope. I mean, Aries is my favorite artist, so I'd love to hear it.
Yeah, I'd say I agree with you. I'm saying it must be better than that. If that song that Aries and Kelvin Momo is the one that motivates them to do an EP, nah. Mm-hmm. No.
But also, I feel like it has to have like an Amapiano vibe. Like, it doesn't give the vibe.
I don't know. I just really enjoy music.
But there's nothing piano there.
There isn't. Yes.
No, but
it's a good song. The point was not
it being Amapiano. It was just him just hopping and trying a different genre, which is not common for him. Reese.
No, he did not. He's in his comfort zone.
Yeah, but he's working with Kelvin Momo, which is different. I feel like we're dwelling too much on this. It's fine. Let's leave it before we get into an argument, Fiso. You know?
Anyways, obviously, guys, beyond the music, artists do have, like, their own lives. It's also personal things. Do you guys know anything that's happening in these artists' lives? Some good achievements, maybe some bad things we need to know?
Yeah, man, I'm really glad. You know, who's this guy? Limac, he's been working tirelessly. He's been working extremely hard. You know, he's been traveling, he's been, you know, releasing music, he's been gigging. I feel like he gets as much as Shebe did when he was still, you know, in his right state, right? So he recently bought a car. He recently bought a Polo V. Are we going to put it here or here? I don't know if you're going to put it there or here. I don't know. It's a nice, small, white Polo Vivo, and I believe it's still a manual car. You know, which I cannot drive up before.
Why do you have to specify that?
No.
Why did you have to specify?
No, it looks like a manual. You know,
obviously. That's a Polo Classic. It's not a Polo Vivo. 1999 model. An old car.
It uses a cassette, not a CD.
Yes.
Only, I mean, it uses CDs, a CD, not a USB.
Yes. If you want to play USB, you must buy that modem that you put there.
Oh, in the
smoking thing? Yes.
Oh, there. What do you think of
money.
It? I mean,
doesn't he have money?
Fiso would know.
Fiso, you doesn't he have money?
Who?
Like, I'm judged.
He's supposed to have money. Like, the reason why we're talking about this car, it's why are you even posting? Like, as a manager or whoever, how do you allow him to post something like that? Like, a Polo Classic.
It's an achievement for
him.
No,
it's not an achievement for him. Not for an artist of his caliber. No, it's not.
So do you think he's perhaps maybe getting underpaid?
No, maybe if he's not getting underpaid, then he's running a hand-to-mouth business.
Who? But, I mean, he's not managing himself.
Yeah, but what if the management is paying him and he's chowing the money in the strip club like I do?
Oh, actually, a friend of mine said that he believes that Lima gets, like, a monthly salary. So let's say he charges, like, 20 per booking. He doesn't get maybe a cut from there. They just give him, like, a monthly salary of, like, maybe 15,000.
Just like Java in the old days.
No, I don't know it. I don't know. I haven't asked Deepa yet.
So we are whole.
That's what people are saying in the streets. I don't know. But, I mean, those cars...
It's questionable, man.
It might be. They might be right. I mean, considering this car over here...
Well, it's questionable.
I don't have a car because I don't want cars like these.
Yeah.
I want like...
The Polo Vivo brought Coffee State. They bought it Coffee State.
You saw the plate number.
I'm on a Free State. You go to Free State to buy a car for an artist.
And also talking about Geepa, man, and the management, I feel like he has a solid team, right? So Geepa Entertainment has Scott Mapuma, who's hot right now. It has Limac,
who's the hottest.
Who, I don't know if he's the hottest, but he's hot.
He's hot.
And then he has Limac, who recently bought a Polo Vivo, which is an achievement. It's a car I do not have. And he has Melo and Sleazy at the same time. So I feel like that's a full camp. Do you guys still think there's a need for them to like go outside and try branch out with the Bofukalistic, or should they just do like a joint project and release it and give it to us? I mean, he's got two of the hottest artists right now, you know?
Well, Geepa's doing well for me personally, but with Lim Crazy being all over, making songs with... Lim Crazy's been like in a mission of reviving like old careers, like dead careers.
Who has he revived?
Bro, did you see how many songs that Limac did, dog? I don't want to mention because you'll feel offended. But he's reviving so many careers and it's taking from him. I think he needs to cut that and just sort of focus on his music instead of like going every camp and just make music for the sake of making music. It's killing him. That's the reason why Mapuma is like the shit right now.
Wait, you know, you guys are speaking a lot about Limac. I think every episode, by the way, we're going to have a big debate about something interesting. And these two, they keep talking about Limac. So I think let's have our debate today as do you guys think like Limek is gonna last? Because you're saying you feel like Scott is hotter. We're not getting you on Limek's side, even though he's driving, whatever. Do you think, like, yeah, do you guys think he's gonna last?
Yeah, I think, I mean, he's gonna work extra hard to maintain this cover. His, you know, he needs to so that he can have Gezo money and obviously Fagadi BBS and, you know, do all of that. So he's gonna, Gipa told me that they're working on a project. He told me that they're not taking bookings for now until December because they want him to drop first and stuff like that. So I think he is gonna last until the end because he's gonna drop soon. So I think it's gonna be fire. Sfiso? No?
That car will have to motivate him. Eh? Not for me, bro. I think Mapuma is taking him out of the game every 30 seconds, dog.
No, you can't take him out of the game when they're in the same when they're in the same level.
No, here's my take with Limek and Mapuma. I felt like the original and the copy. I mean, the copy got famous before the original.
Copy Kima.
Copy is Limek for me.
Okay.
And Limek is original. I mean, and Mapuma is original. That's for me. It's my personal, not South African. Yes. I feel like the original Lim Crazy that we're hearing about Lim Crazy and all these things. I think he got it from this guy because they've been together from Jaivani.
No, but why did he grow up before him?
It's marketing strategies. Maybe his song grew up faster before Mapuma.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Because they come from the same place, same culture, same energy. They have the same energy. If you listen, even the trends, ne? Kilimek, Mapuma Mani. You see? Oh, so nice. You can tell, yeah, you can even how the flow and everything. So for me personally, Mapuma is original, dog. He's so original, he's so quite groomed, and he's bringing the quiet into the piano, and he's making the best music ever, dog. And he's also a DJ. He doesn't just
Scott is
also a DJ. So for me, I'm gonna book Scott in December.
Over Limek.
Yeah. I'm gonna book Scott in December over Lim Crazy.
I think Limek is great. I'm his fan. I'm his biggest fan. Like, I think I'm surprised why his management hasn't like done a one man show.
For who?
Nah,
it's too early.
No, they should do one. Because think of Groove Cartel.
Yeah.
How good was Groove Cartel? That's the first time I discovered Limek through that. I was studying. I just searched Groove Cartel. I watched that thing. And it was so good. And I thought to myself, if they did a show like that, you would make so much money.
Do you think his catalog
He's one of the few people that can do that.
Do you think his catalog is
nah, man.
Guys, see, he could do it.
Okay, hold on. Listen, the concept of one-man show is years and years of work. Limek's career is less than a year altogether.
But he still has more hits than a lot of people.
It's less than a year altogether.
But he still has
right?
more hits.
He doesn't, there's no history there.
I don't think you understand. You guys understand what it takes to do an event. Hey?
There's no history.
A one-man show.
But he could do it. Like, you, how good was Groove Cartel? You know that thing about
that was fire. But, sorry. I'm so sorry. But you guys know what it takes to do a show.
Okay, what does it say?
We've seen even Tulani failed this past weekend at his event. I didn't go, but I just heard that it didn't do well.
Yeah, but he did it with or without you, man.
He did with or without us. None of us went there. But apparently it was pop. I had a phone call with a couple of people yesterday. They told me nothing was happening there. It was bad and stuff like that. You also heard the same thing.
Yeah, I did.
And everybody was expecting a wow show because it's Tulani way with the crazy lineup.
But he also he didn't pay for them. He didn't consult them.
I don't know Tulani's pockets. I can't comment on that. I don't know if it was paid for, but I just heard a few people had said they didn't get paid from it. But the show was not a success.
Who performed? Did anyone perform? Do you know?
I saw some Zulu guy. I just saw a reel that Tulani posted. I don't see no content from anybody.
So what about all the people that are on the poster?
The only person I saw that was there was.
Because I also seen her went, but I don't know if she was performing. I just saw her name.
I saw the interview on Creative
Corner.
Yeah, that was it. Even the, another event that happened, obviously, this weekend was Kwagogo. Monaka, you were there.
Yeah, I was there.
With Hype Nation.
I was with Hype Nation.
How was it for? How was the event for you? Be honest.
I enjoyed it, but also, you know, I think it was a very good event. I was just confused why they did Kwagogo and Z Nation on the same day. Do they have beef, her and Udeben Gogo and DJ Zintle? Do they have beef? Because it doesn't make sense to do an event on the same day. I'm not instigating. I'm just wondering. Do you know? Maybe there's something I don't know.
But it's women's month.
But why would you have the same, like, a big event on the same day? Wouldn't you guys speak? If you're both in the same industry, you know?
I don't know, man. I'm a bit close to DJ Zint, and I don't think she collects a lot of beefs.
Yeah.
But again, I wouldn't be surprised if there's one, because in the music industry, these girls, these female artists don't like each other now. They pretend. They don't like each other. Trust me.
Honestly, I don't think it's a matter of beef. I just feel like they were in two different locations. The other one was in Nazareth.
Yeah, Johannesburg.
The other one was in Pretoria.
People will travel to each place. If I'm in Pretoria and I know there's an event, I'll go to Joburg. If I'm in Joburg, I'll go to Pretoria.
Yeah, but I mean, on that day, you had a choice to make.
Yeah, you had to choose.
A lot of people chose to go to?
I mean, I'm not going to say it.
Z-Fest. A lot of people went
to Z-Fest. Yeah, Z-Fest was packed.
I mean, it had a lot of...
So you think it was better?
Was a lot much better. Production, everything about it. Like,
I'm being biased. I'm not being biased. I just still think.
I was at Gwagwagwagwana.
He was there.
She was there. She was working. She was like uploading content for them. And you know what they were doing, right? They were manipulating like the camera work. Like Nebasansi, like they wouldn't take pictures like this. They take them like from the ground.
No.
Like from the it was angles, bro.
It wasn't empty.
Let me tell you. You see that the artist lounge was like packed. At least it had like 100 people, right? The artist lounge. The VIP, like the normal VIP, there was no one in the VIP. No, I'm not playing. She was there. She won't say it. The VIP was empty. It was so cold. Backstage.
Yo.
Backstage, nah.
But at least she got to dance with her ex.
Oh, focalistic.
Yeah, she did. They were dancing
on stage. Yeah, man. The sisters were dope. Two bunnies was there as well. They
Gabs kinda, also came. That was a good
there wasn't. There was nothing nice about his set. I'm sorry. I didn't enjoy
it.
I didn't enjoy Gabs' set. That event was empty. It was pop. Like, you know, event, there was still so much food at the stalls when we were leaving to just show that there was no one there. It wasn't Loftus, ne?
It was Loftus.
At the entrance, so we got to the entrance, there was no one, there was just guards. And I asked them, where's the event? They're like, no. I walked close to, I think about 400 meters.
Jesus is the Lord.
I don't know if you're understanding me. Munaka, when you left, I'm sure there wasn't people when you walked to the parking lot. She knows, she was there.
Look, it could have been fuller, I won't lie. It could have been fun.
I don't want to comment on Durban Gogo's thing. Last time I said something 2 years ago, they wanted to kill me last week. I know.
No, but yes.
Who tried to kill you?
Durban Gogo, her crew, dog.
Did she come up to you?
Huh?
Did she come up to you?
No. This bro is a friend of mine that allegedly is smashing. Allegedly.
Who's smashing? The bro smashing Gogo.
Allegedly.
Okay.
Because it's from his mouth, right? No, it's from his mouth, so it's alleged.
Yeah, who's the guy?
Because Bruce can lie also, I'm smashing this one. So, but he is an artist also, and he said, bro, I'm smashing, right? Cool, so I'm coming from Bloemfontein, get to Joburg around 11 p.m., I'm going to make it quick. 11 p.m., and I'm like, I don't want to go home because my wife was not home. I'm like, okay. Sino's like, pull up, let's go, let's have drinks in my house. So I buy Red Bull, I go to Sino, and we...
Oh, there's a guy that's smashing Sino.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
No. The other guy.
The other guy.
So I went to this brew and I'm chilling with this brew.
Oh, you said it. What
at this
mean?
Place. No, I did not. And he's chilling at this place. Bro, I said it's alleged.
You said Sino.
No, I did not. Come on, bro. So let me make this quick. So we're chilling, and then this bro around 2:30 in the morning, in the a.m. Like, it's like, yo, bro, let's go to this club. Like, also, I don't want to mention because I want to say something about the club as well.
Yes.
It's like, let's go to this club. Kuvalwa or 5, Payana Masi. I'm like, okay, let's go. And I asked him, yo, bro, shouldn't I call my bouncer? He's like, no, man, don't worry about that place, it's safe. So I'm like, okay, cool, let's go. We get there. We get to this club. It's, who's this girl? Sings very well. Baba Alwa M, Naja Naka is there, Durban Gogo is there, and these two brews, these chubby brews, these two. So they're there, and one of them is the manager. The other one, I found out later that is a bouncer when he wanted to kill me.
How did they want to do? They like try to strangle you or was it a little
car pee? So, let me tell you. So, we're drinking, and then as we're chilling, Baba Alwa M is looking at me, staring actually. And this guy and I made a joke, you can never fool me. I see the way you look at me. That's Kelvin's Momo song. So we thought, she's just maybe flirting or whatever. And we sang that song and she just kept quiet. She realized later, no, man, this guy is a podcast guy, right? And then she tells Durban Gogo. Durban Gogo tells the manager. And then I just see meetings now happening here in the table with Groove. And then immediately they pull Sino over, like, yeah, why are you coming with this guy? And I saw Sino going through something. Oh, shit. Sino, because Sino knows
it's
me.
It's already done. They
right?
know now.
So I see him going through that thing. On...
But he keeps on saying it. How are you going to chop it?
No. Sino is one of the friends.
Oh, he's one of the friends.
Sino Sol is one of the friends.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Yes. You, dog. Hey. And then I see that it's going, it's answering a lot of questions in my behalf. So I ask, what's going on? And I ask Durban Gogo, hey, what's going on? Why is your manager wiling out? And he started pushing me like he didn't want me to be comfortable around. I'm like, okay, cool. And I moved. I sat there in the corner, but the war was going on. And I'm like, dog, what's going on? And then Sino tells me, I'm like, yo, bro, 2 years ago. I'm like, cool. I'm like, bro, can we take it outside? Just you and me, let's go talk. Right? When he goes outside, we go outside, just me and him. In the parking lot, we're having a good conversation, two men. And he's like, yeah, 2 years ago, you said we're not good managers or whatever. I said, you're missing gigs. If you're missing gigs by not responding to requests for your artists, you are missing gigs, you are missing money for your artists, and you are becoming a bad booking agent. Because I don't see anything management happening around Durban Gogo. Personally, like, if I look at that brand, there's nothing management happening around it. It's driven by money. She has a lot of money. It's driven by money and it's doing well because there's money. She can book a flight to go to Tomorrowland and here in South Africa will think she's booked, right? That, again, that's my take.
Oh, yeah.
She can afford to do that. She can afford to do that. So here in South Africa will be, oh, she's booked. Oh, she's playing at Tomorrowland. We don't know how much it cost them or it cost those people to get her to go there. So I don't know. So we're having a conversation about that, like, bro, like, let me give you context. As I'm about to give him context, the other guy comes out that looks like him. So the guy I'm talking to is Kobe. So because people are coming out now, he grabs me by the shirt. I'm like, right. If it's physical, let's go, bro. No, if it's physical, let's go, bro, right? Because you don't want to hear what I have to say. You want to be physical. And this guy, when he comes out, he goes straight to the Range Rover. A black Range Rover belongs to Durban Gogo. He removes, he gets AK-47. That guy comes to me with AK-47. And the bouncers, that place came out and blocked that guy. And so I'm, yo, dog, what the fuck you want to do? The name of the club or whatever. And I'm looking at this guy, I'm like, what the fuck, dog? Like, because I said, it's 2 years ago, dog. And also my issue now is, okay, you Durban Gogo, you my bouncer. And you're my manager. And my bouncer is drinking with me in the club. And then now when we go out here, something happens now, he has to be armed. Like, that's so irresponsible. That guy should lose his license gun, for me personally. You understand? So I don't want to talk about Durban Gogo, man. Congratulations. I hope do more events, whichever events you want, take to them. I'm done with you, dog.
She seemed like a sweet person.
She's
sweet. When she walked in, she greeted.
Yeah.
And she was nice and sweet. She had a nice
seat. PR, bro.
Yeah. No, honestly, I think she's a nice,
person, yeah.
Right?
PR, bro. Bullshit. Because I ask, she has the power to say, stop it. She's the boss.
Mm-hmm.
Right? When I used to travel a lot with Nkosazana, I would say, yay, no, we're not doing that. And we all could just stop whatever it is that was going on and not do it because you're the boss. You understand? So she's the boss. She can call anybody out. You understand? So for me, I don't want to talk about Durban Gogo. Next time we talk about Durban Gogo, I'm going to keep quiet.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, that's cool. I mean, I think the event could have been better, though.
It could have. I think so too.
But it was
she did well. She needed more ground force, like people that were actually just going to, you know, run the streets for her and stuff like that. No, but you can get... What is Hype Mission? What is it?
It's an events company.
Yes, she had Hype Mission.
But don't shit on them. Don't act like they were bad company.
No, but Hype Nation is full of white people.
It's not full of white
people.
White
people are
mixed.
Not us.
It's mixed.
Yo...
But okay, I agree with you because of one
but
thing.
But there's black people on the events
that are done in Pretoria, like the Strata Nation, the one that's coming up, the one that's coming up, Yeshebe, a state theater, it's similar to a symphonic. It's going to be proper. That is going to sell out. Are you agreeing or disagreeing?
So do you feel like it's because black people are running it?
No, yes.
You think that's the
company that's running it is going to do an amazing job because they're going to have ground force. That's how it works. Strata Nation, ground force.
When is this event?
Races.
When is this event again?
Which one?
Yeah, Sheba Shit.
On the 28th of September.
Okay, I have two questions.
Okay.
Does Sheba Shitte have a catalogue for a one-man show?
Yes, I believe so.
How many songs?
He's got over 20 songs, but he performs like 6 songs every time.
I don't even know. What song does Sheba Shitte sing? I don't know his song.
You wouldn't know.
No, but you must tell me.
Yeah, but the reason why I say catalogue, I'm asking catalogue, it's a hit. Like if Chris Brown performs from his first song to the last song, everybody will be singing along as a country or a continent, or wherever he is.
Yeah.
So I'm asking Sheba Shitte has something like that for Sheba Shitte to have a one-man show first.
Yeah, I mean, he already had a one-man show. He already had it at Propaganda last year. This year, January. Which sold out. It did well. It sold out.
But you had a beef with him after that because you passed a comment.
I passed a comment because I said that it didn't have like a significant moment. It was just like a normal performance. Like you see what Nkosana did there at Zone 6? It was mid as well. There was nothing nice. There was no change of outfit. You see, Z Nation is a clear representation of like a one-man show. It wasn't a one-man show, but it was a one-man show. Like, different outfits, MC, so me see, introduce Zinka again, do this. One
challenge. So you feel like it was better run?
Yeah, it was better run. There was just a lot of things going on in and out of the dressing room. One man show. One challenge, you're the star of the show. We're seeing that you're the star. But with that one he did, it was just normal. And with this one, I feel like it's gonna be different. You know, we're gonna have the piano there, the whole whatever, the speech there. They're actually doing a documentary right now. They're doing a documentary.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, Shebe.
Oh, okay.
It's going to, no, not a documentary. It's going to air on TV. It's going to play on the day.
Oh.
At State Theatre.
That's so wholesome. That's a good idea. Yeah, it's different. Yeah,
yes, it's different. That's what I'm saying. It's going to sell out. It should sell out.
I don't know, man. I don't want to fight with people from Limps, but, bro, hey, me, I don't know why that guy's famous. I don't know.
You don't know?
No, I don't know.
Didn't he get famous from the podcast?
Me, I only know Tweka, Shita, Tweka.
Yeah.
Tweka. Those are the only things I know about that guy.
Dude, are you going to have him on here or the other show?
No, those are things that I know, like seriously.
Do you? Yeah. This one? Yeah, please, because I'd really like to interview him. I feel like I'd give you guys. I'd love to. It'd be very dope. And we can just
squash the things we don't know.
We can just squash the beef out here.
But what other events are going to come up in the year that we should be looking out
for? Those are the ones that are. Oh, Spring Fiesta.
Spring Fiesta? Yeah. Oh, I'm so excited. It's going to be good.
I think it's going to be super good.
Yeah.
And then recently...
Also Spring Break, sorry, by Hype Nation.
Recently, the thing, the awards happened. Basadi in music. DJ Zinka won DJ of the Year. I don't know how you guys feel about that.
How do you feel about that?
I feel like Uncle Waffles could have won it. I don't know if it's nominated. I feel like Uncle Waffles could have won that one.
DJ of the Year?
Yeah.
I think with the accolades, I mean, she's been traveling, she's been doing a lot. It would make sense on paper.
Was she part of the thing?
The nominees.
Was she?
Actually, let me just... No, she wasn't. It was unfamiliar faces.
You have to apply for these things, right?
I don't know.
For some awards, you have to enter. So maybe the team feels like...
They're too small for them.
You see, it's the same thing that happens with Tyler and Thinging and Waffles. They're just focusing on awards outside the continent. Like, imagine your first award of your lifetime, it's Grammys. You don't have an award from your hometown.
Right. So Tyler like actually won, yeah. She won an award, yeah.
After.
But before we get to that, Kabo Mpela won Amapiano Artist of the Year up against the likes of Zing Malo, Nkosazana Daughter, Mau, and Basi.
I think she's a great artist, but I'm sorry, like, I think the other people on that list have more accolades. Like, how did Z not win? Z is big.
What do you think?
What do you think?
I don't know, man. Because, I'm starting to have a problem with these people selling these awards now. Because these awards are for sale now. Like, why would like Z? You have Zing Malo, you have Nkosazana Daughter. No offense to the winner.
Oh yeah, no.
Yeah,
offense.
But I'm saying that even when you sell these awards, man, try to find a balance.
Okay. Another crazy one. This lady called.
Who's this?
One newcomer of the year.
Who is that?
Exactly. She won over DJ Checo, over Nano Motibi, over Zing Malo.
Guys.
Sfiso? Is this one bored? This is your artist, actually.
This is Sfiso's artist?
No. Yeah. I work with the artist. It belongs to somebody
this is
else.
Your artist.
But. I had this, no offense to Nontokozo, very talented. You don't know, not just very, very, very talented, but with When it comes to that category, I think Zincumalo deserves it. I had the same feeling again back with Metro FM. She was up against Zincumalo again. Oh, Z wasn't even nominated. So I don't know if Creative Corner is not entering for this stuff. Because if they're not entering, and then
it's not your fault.
And then it's not, but the fact that Z is there, that means that they entered for this one.
And then some couldn't throw off. You must tell us, how did that happen?
A lot of people don't submit.
They don't submit. But then she's still there.
This year, actually, I was actually a judge for the, is it the Metros? Well, the Summers, for like a category, right? And then everybody else submitted, but there was one artist that dropped one of the hottest albums of the year, and they didn't submit. And I'm telling you now, they would have won, right? So I did the judging. I had to listen to the music, criteria. You judge and you send your scores, and then you put them up for nominations. That was a really, really great experience. But obviously, I'm not allowed to, like, really talk about it. I'll just touch base about it until after it happens.
No, I agree with you. Z deserves it. She's been sidelined a lot of times, just like Nkosazana thought. Nkosazana doesn't receive a lot of awards in South Africa, but it doesn't bother her anymore. It's like, you understand? Because... So if when it comes to Amapiano, Z deserves it, to be honest with you. But Nontokozo is actually my favorite vocalist also.
Okay, I just want to wrap this up. I think this one's fair, obviously. I think Dance Artist of the Year, Makazi, well-deserved, right?
Very well-deserved.
Right. Shout out Music to Video of the Year, it was Kamompela with Dali.
Dali, that song.
Yeah, do you want to know?
What are the nominees?
The nominees, yes, I want to get to that now. You guys, you don't think it's well deserved already?
No. Like I never said it. Maybe it is. Let me first see who's the nominees.
Where is that? Sorry. Just give me a second. Okay. Kelo Khumalo. It was Kelo Khumalo, Luan Dlugulu, Kamompela, Tyler.
She won over Tyler?
Yeah, Water. And over DJ Zinke and ZZ.
No, Tula. Guys. So she won over Tyler?
She won over Tyler.
Okay.
But Kamompela is a performer,
right?
But yeah. It's a music video.
Yeah, she probably performed better. So I don't know now what do they look at if we're judging a music video, or looking at the quality of the music video or the content or the storyline, what are we looking at?
Maybe a bit of everything, but I feel like Tyler, that's an obvious... Like, not to say Tyler's better than Kamompela, but I feel like, come on.
Tyler is overrated. Overrated, man.
No, you're wrong. No, there's no
way. I don't think she's overrated as well.
No. I will say that. For me, personally, I feel like they're forcing Tyler on me, dog, and I don't like it anymore.
Okay, but why do you feel like she's overrated?
I feel like I'm being forced to like her.
But why do you think she's overrated? Huh? What do you think makes her overrated?
She dropped an album, ne?
She did.
Do you have a song that you like there? Which one?
Yes, I do. Which On one? And On.
On and On.
Let's take it back in time.
Okay, another one?
Art.
Right.
A-R-T.
Okay, the album Out of 10.
I didn't listen to the whole thing.
Okay.
I listened to like four songs.
So
I did though. But like
I gave myself time and I listened to the entire album. And I felt scammed.
But she's good. So that girl can dance, she can sing, she's beautiful.
That girl's a performer.
She's very easy to market. So you don't think she can sing, Spiso?
She's a performer.
But she can sing. You've heard her without auto-tune.
She's a performer. She's a good performer. I'll give her that.
But you don't think she's the best singer?
No. She's not. Oh, no. Oh, no.
But she can sing.
Not in South Africa. Oh, no.
No, in SA, I think there's a lot of singers, but I just think she's very easy to market.
In South Africa, she doesn't even make it to top 10.
You don't think so?
Oh, no.
In terms of singing?
Female vocalists in South Africa.
Oh, no, but there's a lot of good vocalists. No. I can hear where you're coming from.
No, not top 10. She doesn't see top 10. She'll watch it on TV in South Africa. Top 10 female. No ways. Not Tyler.
But she's just very easy to market, in my opinion. She's very easy to market.
That's probably the reason why I say I feel like Nyang Forster. Nyang Forster.
Okay.
Let it... I feel like they paid every social media influencer, they played Kokota Africa, they paid pretty much everyone to just the brand doesn't sit nice.
Crazy. But anyways, are there new releases that we have? Any new songs that have come up? Obviously, you did mention the albums.
Any new releases so far, Monaka?
If you don't drive,
why are you putting me on the spot like that?
Sorry.
Oh, I've got Sinom Solo, Kwam.
Is it a nice song?
Well, he's still looking. He's got a dope album.
Okay.
And also, it's not only Amapiano. It's about five piano and then five Afro pop and hip hop as well.
Okay,
he tried the hip hop, yeah. So he's got a decent album to listen to.
Okay. Nia Pearl also released an album recently. Mm-hmm. Yeah, 8-track, I think. And then we have Stalky also with Immortal.
Nia Pearl's album out of 10?
I haven't listened to it. I had like 2 songs. And she actually performed some of the songs at in Pretoria over the weekend in Moloko. And Pori was there as well. Right? I just want to say this, guys. When you see me in a section, I am there to do what you're there to do. I am not there to spy on you.
Yes.
Do you understand me? Because, like, everybody was so uncomfortable, bro.
Really?
You know? I felt like Simon Buji was uncomfortable because I was there, you know? And I greeted her so nicely. We had a link. And before she left, she came through and she took, like, a shot of my bottle. That was really dope. I'm there to do what you're there to do. I'm not there to take videos of you and your boyfriend, right? Because there was a point, I was there with this girl called Presley. She's a really dope DJ. I really enjoyed her set, right? I'm taking a video of Presley. Cyan is behind. Are we going to put it here? Should I send it?
Yeah.
Right? So I'm taking a video of the girl, and Cyan hid.
She hid
herself, bro. And then the boyfriend was like dancing because it's a section. He's like dancing on top, right? And then as soon as he saw me with the phone, he hid as well. I'm like, but now I'm not here for paparazzi.
I'm just posting, you know,
and as the show's going to air, they're going to think, yo, Tahi can come in here now. That's going to be difficult for me, just like it is for you.
Yeah,
you
it's already for
I'm
me.
I'm not there for that. Hectic, I mean, I love you guys so much, and I'm just there. I'm just doing this for the culture, to represent you guys. I'm not here to bash and gossip. I'm not a gossiper. Don't do that. Don't make me feel some type of way. And you also don't feel some type of way. I'm there to have as much fun
as
you
guys. Have you ever had an artist pulling up on you?
Yes, of course, but I'm not going to speak on
what
it.
What do you mean?
We made peace.
Me and the artist
made peace.
Good thing that you guys made peace. Who was it?
No, I don't want to dwell too much on that thing. That man was very... I was scared.
Was he going to kill you?
Not kill me. He just said Ngao
Lighter. Came with some cussy vibe.
He said Ngao Lighter, no. I don't know if he
meant Lighter.
Ngao Lighter is...
Was it Ngao Lighter? Yeah. That was the only time. But otherwise, I'm good with everyone. Cool. Yeah, I'm good with everyone. He probably gives me handshakes now.
Ah!
In the clubs, we good. I'm very clean. Because you understand why I'm doing this now. Unlike before, where they thought I was just malicious and stuff. You know, I love you, Cyan, man. We good.
You guys are good.
Yeah.
But anyways, guys, thank you so much for watching this episode. We hope that you guys enjoyed it. Please remember, Piano is South African. It's a movement. It's something we've created. We need to be proud. That's why we have this show, because it's a pulse. You see your heart, it does this. That's Piano for us. Do you guys have anything you want to say to our viewers?
Cecil, you don't go first. I'm just gathering my thoughts.
Talking about Cyan Buji, she posted a video saying she does that. She's doing the DJ thing for fun. I don't even know if that's the right suit. Right? It hurt me. Because there's kids that would use that opportunity, a booking that you're taking, and that you're saying, and would actually push themselves and change lives.
No, I'm not done.
Okay. Allow me to do it. It's okay if you say it's a hobby, but it got me thinking. The reason why you are so arrogant about it is because you are not paying for the music you're playing. So I think now, Risa, I'm actually going to make sure that ends up happening. I think every DJ now needs to register, male or female, register, be charged like for the songs that you playlist when you play, pay, because most DJs are gigging more than the people who make the extra
money. But it's whose fault is it?
No. It's not anybody's fault. I'm saying because we want to grow and everybody must make money.
See, but that doesn't make any business sense, Fiso. So you're telling me I want to play Nkosazana's daughter's song. I need to pay for it before I play it.
Regis,
no way.
Regis doing it.
But that's radio, man. That's national. That's like mainstream. What do you mean?
No, it is mainstream.
So now before I go to Moloko, I need to select my 20 songs and send them and pay for all of them?
No, 10 rand. You're not understanding me. What I'm saying is that a DJ needs to be registered as a DJ.
Okay.
Right?
Or like a subscription on Apple Music.
Yes. Be registered as a DJ so that when you stream, your rate, your streamer is not the same as Monaka's.
Yeah, man, that's far-fetched. See, so I don't know how that would work. But
it would work because we're trying to improve every black life. You understand? So now you see Cyan Buji is getting gigs, understand nothing about production, never been in studio in her life, and she didn't cup anybody to go drink. And then she's getting all these gigs because of the bump and the G-string. Let me finish, please. She's getting all these gigs because of the bump and the G-string. And then now she's playing Yebo, Lapo at the club just for her to go this. She's not a creative. Cyan Buji is not creative. Cyan Buji doesn't create nothing. She doesn't come up with nothing. You understand? So how do we credit the people that come up with this content they create and somebody else takes it and go, ciao, and what about these creatives here? That's where I'm coming from.
So if she brings nothing to the table, why do you think she's booked so much then?
Because she's pretty much performs naked.
Because people want to see her as people.
No. It's pro. Listen.
And she does. She's not as naked. She's not even that naked. She wears appropriate outfits. They're appropriate. She's a performer. She's a great DJ. She dances, right? And she's doing what people love.
That's a great DJ. Jimmy.
And I enjoy
it. I'm worried about your music.
No, man. Here's the thing. Right now, we care more about your appearance. How you look, how you're gonna dance, than you coming in mixing. The reason why I didn't enjoy Kabza set there, it was just too perfect. Too many exclusives that I don't care about. Bring Sayan Buji there. She's gonna play speaker. I wanna dance. I'm there to have fun. I don't really care about your exclusives. I'm not you. Do you understand me? That's why we love Sayan Buji. That's why we love Uncle Waffles. That's the difference. Why should I bring Mapori? He says it's gonna come deep. Well, not Pori, but someone else. Maybe like Stokey. Stokey is not that much of a performer. He's going to play exclusives.
Ooh,
like Jay-Z plays a lot of exclusives. We don't really care about that. We want go. Time is not on our side. We're getting old. There'll be time for all of that later on, not now. Right now on Speak Out, I want Cyan. So let's not bash them. You're being too harsh on her. You're being too harsh. Let her put bread on the table. Let her have fun with it. It's not our fault that whoever produces a song is not getting booked. It's not her fault. You're not managing your artists right. You're not doing your management right. Then you're not doing your marketing right. It's not our fault. But yeah, we're good.
We're supposed to close. The whole point was to close, but then you guys ended up going. I'm so confused. But I was saying that piano is our heartbeat, and then Uspizo went on a tangent. But we must actually save this topic for next week. We'll speak about female DJs. We'll see how we'll discuss that next week. Do you have anything you want to say to close our episode as well?
I don't know. I don't know how you guys are going to receive the show, but I don't know, man. I really want you guys to love it as much as we do because we actually put in a lot of effort. I will just do a bit of research, I think.
Yeah.
Right? And then we need to listen to more music.
Absolutely.
I couldn't listen to music because somebody cut my earphones, which is really sad. I just need to get those and then be on my grind every day, listen to that and have proper facts and stuff like that and just curate everything properly. But this is strictly just a music show. It's not gossip.
Yeah, it's not meant to destroy.
We're not trying to destroy careers. We love everybody here. If you mention your name, it's constructive criticism. It's also our opinions. Don't take anything to heart. We're just here to speak. Yes.
So just like we speak great about you this episode and the next one, you don't like what we say, keep up the same energy because when we spoke good about you, you didn't DM the team and say, shout out. So we're not getting paid. You're not paying us. It's not you paying us. So we're just talking about the business, like soccer, like soccer. You have a referee, you have commentators. We are the commentators. Oh, yeah. So if you don't like it, if you see it in the internet, watch something else. You see it quickly as if you are a very sensitive artist. But we love you.
We love you guys. Please make sure you like, comment, share, subscribe, do all of those things. Please also comment like what topics you want us to discuss, anything you want us to do. And then thank you so much to Red Cherry Active once again for having us here. We're very grateful and can't wait to see you guys for the next episode.
Yes.
Bye.